Genesis with the knife. We have entered 9:04 p.m. 9 o'clock hour. Follow that up with another track by one of my favorite progressive rock bands, King Crimson. This is The Night Watch. Thank you guys for listening to me on WVT. I'm gonna keep it going for at least a little bit longer. I don't know how much longer, but I'm gonna keep the record spinning and the good tunes coming for at least a little bit. So here's The Night Watch. Hope you guys enjoy.
city gates depicted in their prime. The golden light, all grimy now, 300 years have passed. The worthy captain and his squad of troopers standing fast. The artist knew their faces well, the husbands of his lady friends, his creditors and counselors, in armor bright the merchant men, official moments of the guild and poses keen from bygone days, city fathers frozen there upon the canvas, dark with age. Smell of paint, a flask of wine, and turn those faces all to me. The blunderbuss and halberd shaft of Dutch respectability that make their entrance to one by one, defenders of that way of life. Red brick home, the bourgeoisie, and guitar lessons for the wife. Many years we suffered here, our country racked with Spanish wars. Now comes the chance to find ourselves, quiet reigns behind our doors. Think about posterity again. Request you all to understand.
Difficulties there with the needle not doing what needles are supposed to do, and it's just skipping, so I'm gonna hit you with another little King Crimson track. This is a nice little peaceful quiet thing called Trio. Hope you guys enjoy. It's very peaceful.
Stop.
Across the cross will take me.
Folks, that was Birdsong by Anthony Phillips. And if you've been listening to the show for a little bit, you will know that a horrible technological debacle took place the last time I tried playing Pink Floyd with the song One of These Days, which is a great, I guess you can't call it full on instrumental because there's a human voice speaking in it, but it's not singing. Whatever you want to call it, it's a Pink Floyd tune called One of These Days. But I want to make that up to you guys by playing one whole side of a Pink Floyd record. That is the second half of their huge, huge record, Wish You Were Here. Starts out with the song Have a Cigar, which kind of segues into the big, big hit that they had, Wish You Were Here, which segues into Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 6 through 9. Get comfortable. It's going to be running for a good little bit. And I hope this makes it up to you guys for the horrible skipping that took place earlier. Thank you, friends.
Could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you?
All right, folks, that was the latter half of Wish You Were Here, the amazing album by Pink Floyd. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Here to hit you with a little PSA that WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. Doesn't matter if you've drunk or where you're going. Alcohol impairs the way that your hands and eyes work. An operating a motor vehicle while under its influence can be fatal to you and others. Do yourself a favor. If you think you might be drunk, you are and shouldn't be driving. I'm going to follow that kind of chilled out, slowed out ending with another great, one of their better known songs, but still a great, great song in my opinion, by the band Emerson, Lake & Palmer. This is a song called From the Beginning, but it has kind of chilled out, sort of relaxed vibe to it that the ending of Wish You Were Here has as well, so figured it kind of connected pretty well. And I think I'm going to do a little doubleheader with that and then show another song, also kind of well-known by Emerson, Lake & Palmer, that shows the other side of what they're capable of with very loud, in-your-face, exciting type music. So here is In the Beginning.
gypsy queen in a glaze of Vaseline will perform on guillotine. What a scene, what a scene. Next up on the stand, will you please extend a hand to Alexander's ragtime band, Dixieland.
Awakened him to what he could.